It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
We did this yesterday, and it got a little heavy. It doesn't have to get heavy. It could be light. It could be whatever the hell's going on. But what's on your mind? Like, what's going on in your world right now? Are you going back to business? Are you going to work? Were you up late at the protest last night?
Yeah.
What's on your mind? What's going on? What are you doing?
What are people doing?
What is going on in your world?
I find myself calling people and trying to get, what are you doing out of them? Trying to get real answers. Are you living your life?
Uh-huh.
Are you staying at home? What's your story?
Because I'm living my life.
What are you stressed about? What's going on?
Grill,
I want to know.
Grill me like one of your friends, Allie. Go.
Okay.
Go.
Riggs.
Yes.
What did you do last night?
Last night I stayed home and I watched a documentary. It was fascinating. I'll talk about it after 11 o'clock.
Are you stressed out about the protests?
No, I'm not.
Are you stressed out about COVID?
No, I'm not.
Okay, now ask me.
Allie, this is great. What did you do last night?
Yelled at my kids and went to bed.
Are you stressed out about protests?
Yes.
Do you wear a mask everywhere?
Yes.
Are you stressed out about COVID?
Yes.
Oh,
any
God.
More questions? We're doing great, America. We're doing great.
Did you see the big flag? That huge flag up in Sheboygan got ripped to shreds? You
know, hello, what?
When you're driving on 43, I forget what the name of the business is, but if you're driving up 43, there's a huge flag. It's like it's supposedly the biggest one in the country. It's gigantic. You can't miss it. It got ripped to shreds last night because of the high winds from the storms that rolled through.
Oh, what do you mean somebody messed it up? Is it an American flag?
No. Yeah,
what
it's a U.S. flag, but it's huge.
You didn't say, you just said a flag.
It's an American flag, yes, a U.S. flag. But the winds, because it's right there off the coast of Lake Michigan, ripped it to shreds.
No.
So I was looking on Twitter this morning and all over the place there were pictures of this flag. Yeah.
Is that ironic?
So
let's
ironic.
Let's keep it real for a second. Is that ironic with everything going on right now?
With the state of the country right now?
Nature, Mother Nature ripped it. I mean, that's crazy. Wow.
Came through and said that. So what's going on in your world? What's up with you? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text to that same number, 414-799-1037. We have the microphone. We'll give you the voice. Next, 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We open it up to you. There's so much going on in the world. We'll let you lead the talk this morning.
Yes.
The COVID.
Yes, there's a lot going on.
Is it the protests? The Acuity flag is what I was thinking of in Sheboygan, thanks to people that texted in. Acuity is the name of the company in Sheboygan that flies the huge, huge American flag that got torn up last night in the storms.
It was, windy, man.
It was. It was crazy last night. They got.
All right. Who's on the phone?
We got Trey from West Allis in the show this morning. Good morning, Trey.
Oh, man. There's a lot on my mind. I think there's a lot on everyone's mind today.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, I would assume so, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, just all the protests and just all the violence that we're going through, my biggest concern right now is what are the steps we're going to take to make sure that this is preventable in the future, you know? Because obviously protesting is great, but at the end of the day, you can't stop racism. You know, people are going to be racist. And, like, I'm just worried that after all this is over, we're going to go right back to how it was.
I think we stop. I don't think we stop it.
I think we can stop it, just not today. It takes time.
Yeah.
And I think you have to educate people. And I think a lot of people are, sadly, people are totally unaware of things they do or say.
I think we can quell it by calling it out when we see it in public, when you're around it. If you're if you're in a public setting and somebody's saying something that's racist or, you know, it's offensive, then say, like, hey, maybe rethink what you're saying. Or in the police department, when they see actions like that, they need to call out the bad people and say, hey, this is not cool. People need to be held accountable for things like that.
Well, yeah,
once people are being held accountable for their actions and people start seeing that there are repercussions for this and that hate isn't accepted anywhere, then I think you'll start seeing change. But you're never going to eradicate it altogether. It would be great if we lived in a perfect world like that, but unfortunately, it's not a utopia, and that sucks. Mm-hmm. Because in America, you have the right to do what you want to do, which means you also have the right to be a jerk, unfortunately.
Well, I need people to get off the damn internet, first of all.
Well, there
is
that.
Them to do. It's like, you can educate yourself, but get off the internet with your memes and your headlines and your get really educated. You know what I mean? Actually educate yourself.
Yeah.
Trey, do you have any suggestions on what you think we could do to help things?
You know, I think personally, I was thinking about it last night a lot. I'm like, you know, we might have to open up like a new department in the police for open investigations within, you know, precincts.
Well, you need someone policing them, you mean?
Review cameras or microphones or, you know, security cameras outside of places to make sure that justice is being served to not only the citizens, but the police officers, you know, committing crimes as well.
Yeah.
You want accountability. That's what we all want. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Yeah.
No,
and you know what's
so
sad? Let me tell you something, Trey. There was a picture. Was it a picture on my Instagram? Jabari Parker at the protest, you know, yeah, the former Bucks player wearing a shirt that said, "Why?" all big. And I set my phone down and my six-year-old goes, "Why is he wearing a shirt that says why?" And I said, "Because he wants to know why black people are getting killed for no reason." And my kid goes, "Huh?" And I go, "Yeah, I said it." And, you know, a lot of people don't want to go there or talk about, you know, things. But I was like, we got to have some discussions here, man. I'm not going to guard you from what, you know, because that's just not going to help it. So, but.
Well, Trey, thanks for calling and keep having conversations like you're having. Have it with your friends. Have the conversations like this with your family. And just that's how we start making change, like doing things like we're doing right now.
Surrounded by people, like you said, who are afraid. They just are afraid to stand up or say anything because they think they're the only one. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Good morning. Oh, damn. Oh, we had someone else text us 71037. They wanted to know the documentary that I watched now. It's called 13, and it's on Netflix, and it's about the 13th Amendment. And I'm not going to tell you anymore until after 11 o'clock. But whoever texted that, go watch it. You won't be let down. It was fascinating. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this? Whoa, turn down your radio.
Hi, this is Jonah.
What's your name?
Jonah,
turn down your radio, please.
I think he said Jonah.
Yes, Jonah.
Turn down your radio.
And you were talking about the cutie flag.
Yes.
I do live right next to it.
Uh-huh.
Boynton Falls.
Yeah.
I'm 17 years old. I graduated a couple days ago.
Congratulations, dude. Nice.
And it's just been a rough year, you know? It's crazy what this world's going through, you know?
And what is it like? Because, I mean, we haven't been in high school. I want to know what... It's totally a different scene in high school.
What was your last year of high school like?
It was different. You know, I started off the year. I was ready. I was excited. I'm going to UW-Whitewater next year. And it just all of a sudden hit like a lightning storm, you know? I just, all of a sudden COVID came around. It was kind of scary. Didn't know what to think about. And it took a long time to process. My basketball season got cut off. We were one game away from state.
Ah, damn it.
I couldn't play my last year of baseball. And just a lot of things that changed for me.
Man, that sucks. What did you do for graduation? Did you have a virtual graduation? Because we're doing one on Saturday for the class of 2020.
Well, our original one got canceled, but now it's moved to August 2nd.
Okay, so you might get to do something.
Oh, they moved it. Okay.
Are they doing in-person?
As of right now, yes.
Ooh, interesting. And where do you go to high school again? Where'd you graduate from?
Sheboygan Falls High School.
Hell yeah, man. Well, congratulations. Cool. Class of 2020. Shout out.
Congrats. It's got to be a weird senior year for that to happen in the middle.
Thanks for calling, dude.
The second semester, Riggs, when everything cool happens in high school.
Yeah.
You have the senior trip. Uh-huh. You have all the cool stuff.
The skip days.
You don't care anymore.
All that stuff. The senior pranks. All that. Gone. Gone.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:55. Good morning. It's going to be all right today. It was ridiculously hot yesterday.
We broke a record.
It
hadn't been that hot since 1944. It hit 91 yesterday, they said. I was like, what?
I got in my car after work yesterday, and it said 103, and I went, holy crap.
Woo!
I know that was my car sitting in the sun, but still, 103 is ridiculous.
I actually went outside to get warmed up from the air conditioner. I'm not going to lie.
Come on.
I got cold in my house. I went, ooh, it's nice out.
My wife said that yesterday. She goes, it's cold in here. And I go, turn the air up. We don't need it. Like, come on. You're wasting energy. Speaking of energy, these storms that ripped through last night, 18,000 people now without power this morning is what they're saying. We Energies, which is crazy. It's all over the place, like Sheboygan, down by the Milwaukee area. 18,000 people without power.
I was sitting outside on my patio after my kids went to bed because it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was out there for maybe 10 minutes before the wind picked up and it got real creepy outside. And I'm like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden it felt like it was about to be a tornado. It got really windy and crazy.
Initially, we saw a huge flash of lightning. And then I was like, wait for it. About 15, 20 seconds later, crazy. The winds.
Does thunder or lightning scare you? Tell the truth.
No, not at all. But it's always, it's relaxing to me. I love thunderstorms. Love them.
I do too, but
love
lightning, Lightning stresses me out. I'm right. Totally calm, like laying in my bed, and then a flash hits through the curtains, and you're like, ah! Like you're so calm.
What, like you're afraid of getting struck by lightning? Really?
I'm not afraid of getting struck by lightning. I think it's the flash of light in the middle of the night that, ah! Like it's almost like a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
So you're calm and you're relaxed, and then the lightning hits, and then, you know, you hear the boom of the thunder, and you're like, ah!
The other thing that was big that happened that's all over Twitter and Instagram is the picture of the Acuity Building in Sheboygan. There's a giant American flag, the biggest one in the country. Huge. It's like the size
of a country?
Yeah, it's like the size of a football field. It's huge. If you've driven by it, you know the flag I'm talking about. It's right off 43.
Okay.
The winds were so strong, it got like ripped, and it's just like disheveled now. Just the picture
Mother
of it now.
Mother Nature is pissed too. She's even like, Mother Nature's in a bad mood.
I'll
Nobody's
show you.
Happy anymore.
I'll show you, America. Rip up your flag.
Everybody's got something to say, man.
Can we get mad at Mother Nature for destroying our flag? No. But that happened up in Sheboygan. Everybody saw that. If you haven't, we'll put it up on our Twitter at 1037 Kiss FM.
There's one woman I don't F with. Mother Nature. Okay?
Right? We'll leave her alone. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, our virtual graduation is this Saturday, 4 o'clock. We'll have some special guest speakers. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will be making a message for you guys. Saturday, 4 o'clock, 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So you find out that you know your new therapist personally? This is weird. What the hell happened with your friend, Allie?
So, you know, I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday, and we had to catch up. We hadn't chatted in like 2 weeks. And so I was like, what's happening? Tell me everything. And she's like, well, I finally found a new therapist. I'm like, that's great. She had been looking for a new one. She's like, and we had a virtual session, and it was great. And I'm sitting there talking to her, and she's like asking me about my life. And so I told her, well, I grew up in Oak Creek. And then she goes, oh, I grew up in Oak Creek. Right? And this is like the middle of the therapy session, okay?
And you're
like, oh, okay. Well, when did you graduate? Come to find out, my friend, her therapist was a freshman in high school when she was a senior, okay? Now, wait. I know you don't really know each other when you have freshmen and seniors.
I was going
to
say.
My high school, we didn't know a lot of the seniors and vice versa because it was too far apart.
Wait,
you know?
So your friend was a senior when the therapist was a freshman.
When
I was a senior, I didn't give a crap about any of the freshmen because I was just focused on getting the hell out.
But the freshmen care about the seniors. And guess who was a freshman? The therapist. So think about this. You know who older people are a lot of times because they're older in high school. So the fact that basically she would know a lot about her if she had seen her or if she was one of the louder girls in school, which she was, let's be real, you know? There's more memorable people.
Yeah.
So I said, oh my gosh, that's so awkward. And now not only you're from the same city, you went to the same high school in the same time. Hell no, I would be so out. It would make me uncomfortable because a therapist is supposed to be somebody that's like completely unbiased who knows nothing about you.
Right.
And there's no way if you went to high school with somebody you're unbiased. There's just no freaking way. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. Yes.
Maybe you're biased once you get to know somebody.
Well, yes and no, because if they hadn't known each other to a point where they didn't, if you didn't see each other face to face and go, oh my God, it's Jessica, and know each other right then and there.
I'm not saying a bad bias. I'm just saying if you've already know of a person, I just think it's not from ground zero.
I just think how much has happened since she graduated high school that girl wasn't even a part of her life.
Well, the girl's more than qualified. I have nothing to say about the therapist.
Right.
I'm just saying, why the hell would you want a therapist you went to high school with when there are millions? You know what I mean? There's no need to go with someone that knows the people you know.
Yeah.
You might as well go talk to your friends.
Well, what do you think? Would you get a new therapist if you found this out?
I would. She didn't. I would. I think she's kind of waiting it out, but...
I would wait it out, but what do you think? 414-799-1037. You can text or call the same number for both. You get into a therapy session and you realize that your therapist went to high school with you when you were a senior and they were a freshman. Would you still keep the therapist or would you find a new
Hell
one?
Hell to the no.
What? We want to know. We'll take your calls. We'll read your texts next. Hold on.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:57. Going to be somewhat nice today, but not as crazy it was yesterday with the storms that rolled through. We're still people without power as of this morning. There were still thousands of people without power because the storms were crazy yesterday, dude. Crazy.
Well, it's 2020. That's why nobody has power. Everything's good. I mean, come on.
Can we hit control alt delete on this year, by the way? Just everything.
For the wild year.
Can we get can we get a restart on 2020? I just want to start it over and not have coronavirus, have George Floyd be, you know, just totally alive
but
and he was let go.
Have him arrested, not dead. He should have been arrested, not a death. Yes, right. Correct.
Yeah. But the protests continuing again in Milwaukee last night. They took it in the burbs yesterday. It was out in Brookfield. It was in Waukesha. They were down in Bayview. There was some in Racine.
Somebody posted on social media that was at the one in Brookfield I saw on my Insta. And she wrote something like, I'm more disturbed that people are more excited, white people are more excited about the Starbucks opening out here than they are about there's more people for the Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, geez.
There were quite a few out. Many of them very peaceful. I mean, they were just, they're out there chanting. They did a whole 9-minute thing where everybody laid down on the ground, kind of like what George Floyd was subjected to, where everybody
For
9 minutes, everybody laid down on the ground. And they were saying things like, even without somebody kneeling on you, 9 minutes face down
it's
on
so
pavement
long.
Is uncomfortable and so long, so long. And then you have the idiots that, of course, you see the news of the few idiots that get the spotlight. And not to put too much of a spotlight on the idiot looters, but there was a guy that broke into Miller Park yesterday morning.
And those people aren't part of the ones that want change.
No, those are the opportunistic a-holes that are like, oh, cool. I'm going to take, while the police are distracted with this crowd, I'm going to go do something bad over here and draw attention to myself or try to take something from a store. Have you seen the video of the guy taking an ATM on a bus? It was not in Milwaukee. It was somewhere else. It's a guy dragging an ATM down the street and trying to take it on a city bus.
Are you kidding me?
The bus closes the door.
You're
and the guy's
stupid.
He's banging on the door.
You're not part of our call. Get out.
I'm like, you're totally distracting from the point.
And yes, those are the people that ruin that what is important here and what's relevant. And
because
people who are uncomfortable talking about it, it gives them an excuse to have something else to deflect and talk about.
Right.
It has nothing to do with anything.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
So
I'm sure there was another curfew was in effect. What was it last night? Have you been getting the alerts on your phone? Does your phone go nuts?
Yeah, I thought they called off the curfew last night. Did they put it back in?
I got
an alert saying, maybe it was on.
I don't know if I remember if I got one last night. I've been getting them, though.
I leave my house, Riggs.
Right?
Come on.
So that's just still going on, and I'm sure that you will see more protests today because people want change. They want to see, there's still three officers that were involved in the George Floyd thing that I'm wondering why those other three guys are still...
Why they haven't been arrested.
Nothing is being said about that. I know the one guy, Derek, whatever his name is, his court date is on June 9th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then there's three other people that were standing there as bystanders, and that's the kind of thing that needs to happen that people want to see is accountability.
Because if you find four guys who rob a store and somebody dies, you arrest all four, period.
Yeah.
Even if the others were in the car and weren't even inside.
Right.
Guilty, right?
Yeah.
You were an accessory. No, I get it. I don't understand it either.
Allie, if somebody's killing you on the road and I stand there and film it, or I just stand there and go, huh, and then I walk away, I'm an accessory. I'm an accessory.
Yeah,
I don't
blame the people that filmed.
I didn't do anything.
What are you gonna do? You're standing there in front of police, afraid of the police. You're telling them you can't breathe, and that, you know, we saw the video is the video. I mean, we don't have to recap that, but
yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, because I would say I would do something. I don't care if you're wearing a badge.
Well,
you're doing something
too.
Wrong. Wrong is wrong.
No,
I
would too. No, I would too. Yeah. I'm saying I'm not blaming the bystanders who were yelling at in that video. I don't blame them. I blame the cops. Yeah.
Well, so that's what people are pissed. And you're still going to see protest. And more peaceful. We talked to David Crowley about this yesterday. We talked to Mandela Barnes. There is an overwhelming amount of peaceful protesting going on. So that's what we need to focus on. And the reason that they're doing it is to just bring awareness to the racism, the systemic racism that's still going on.
Can I just open the door and say something that I found interesting on social media yesterday?
I guess.
Well, you know how they did Blackout Tuesday?
Yeah.
And so just people posting a black picture. And
the black square is what it was.
Yeah, almost all, like Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, the Bucks, you know, Giannis, all these people had posted it, right?
Yeah.
And it was interesting if you went and looked at each of their pages. that the white, I noticed the white guys were getting lit up and nobody said a word, and nobody would say anything on Giannis's. I was like, you know what?
Right.
You people hiding behind your little computers. Come on out.
Those people.
You got a lot of comments.
The keyboard
but
trolls.
They're clearly put on certain pages. You know what I mean? Like, how come you're not saying this on other pages? Yeah. I can't. You know what I mean? We're all so...
narrow-minded. A little bit. All right, there we go. This Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Is this real? Is this real? This can't be real.
What is it?
Carol Baskin? Get control of the zoo that used to be Mr. One Joe Exotics?
The Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park in Oklahoma?
This can't be real. Jeff Lowe got the boot and Carol Baskin sleeping really well tonight, people.
Oh, really?
She won. She now has control over that zoo that used to be Joe Exotics that we saw. The judge ruled, and she basically won $1 million judgment.
Wow.
Against Joe and his mom many years ago. She never got the money from them, though, because there's so many layers of crap with these people.
Man.
But
Joe Exotic must be punching.
This is how it happened. Well, this is why she won
the walls.
It. Because Joe Exotic never paid the $1 million that he owed her that she won in a lawsuit. Okay. And because he never gave her the $1 million but kept the zoo, technically he would have owed her the zoo, right? Because he had
right.
Money.
You don't have the money; they go after the property
right.
or your
so what did
your
he
assets.
Do? He didn't pay her. He sold it to Jeff Lowe to get money, and then they said, "Well, no, that's fraudulent because he didn't have that money. He owed Carol Baskin $1 million. I mean, this is hysterical. Kill your husband, get $1 million. This is a hell of a life she's living, boy. But listen, so basically, the judge said the sale to Jeff Lowe is irrelevant. It doesn't count because Joe Exotic technically shouldn't even have owned that zoo.
Oh,
he did. He owed her $1 million. It's hers. She wins. So Jeff Lowe had to give her the zoo. Now, the more and more I hear this, part of me believes, okay, that would make sense why
yeah.
the judge said the zoo's yours because you need some money. On the other hand, I still don't put it past these freaks to make some of this stuff happen for another season of a reality show because this is a perfect lead into a second season. Carol takes over the zoo. I mean, could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
I'm not sure what I think of these people. I think they're con artists, but I also think
they're entertaining.
They're crazy enough for this to be real.
Of course it is. It's like watching it's like watching any reality show or the Real Housewives of anything.
No, it's not. I watch a lot of reality shows where people don't murder people. That's not really
nobody murdered
thing.
Anyone except for Carol Baskin. She's the only one that did a murder, Allie. She's the only one. And you said her name so many times now. Thank you.
Killed her husband, whacked her. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
Fed him to tigers, they snacking.
Uh-huh.
What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Nobody killed anybody except for Carol Baskin. That'd be. And now she owns
Riggs.
The farm. The whole farm.
Now she
bought
owns
it.
Joe Exotic's Tiger Zoo. The whole thing's hers. The Tiger King Park. All of it.
You happy now, Carol Baskin? You happy now?
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
All right, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So although Safer at Home has been lifted, I know coronavirus is still around. It's still a thing. But some stuff has started to open up. And yesterday, Allie, I went to a gym. You all right over there?
Riggs, you brave man.
I know. I went to a gym yesterday.
It's interesting because you see, you know, you do look at the country and you see, you know, I think half of people are still at home working.
Yep.
If you look at the numbers and then half of people are out. But we have no order. I mean, you can go live your lives unless businesses choose to be closed.
Uh-huh.
And some gyms are open and some aren't.
I've gone to a gym and I've also gone to a restaurant. I was on the patio of a restaurant. I've done both in the last week and a half.
What was it? Okay, first of all, at the restaurant, were you by anybody? What was that like?
I'll tell you. Hold on. You can text or call 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number, 414-799-1037. If you've been out and done something, the back to normal stuff, what did you do? What was the experience like? So the patio that I sat on, yes, I was apart from other people. There were less tables on the patio. I felt very safe. I was outdoors, so I was
what
like, all right.
Staff?
What's
Just
that?
Regular? Were they regular, wearing masks?
Totally whole staff was wearing masks, and they had a whole breakdown of how they were doing things. Like, if you were sitting inside, they had the tables spread out, and they also had where they couldn't spread apart tables, they had these big, tall plastic dividers, like plastic between them, so you had barriers between you and other tables if you wanted to sit inside. They also had a staff of people only taking care of the dirty dishes, and a staff only taking care of the clean dishes. So that I talked to the manager. He was like, he hired more staff, so they were bringing out food. There was a staff that was just doing that, and those people didn't touch the dirty dishes, so it was all completely separate, dirty and clean, like busing.
We didn't even talk about the two restaurants closing in Waukesha last week when Sobelman's had to close because they had an outbreak with an employee.
Oh, they did?
And they were so awesome when they talked about it. Everything I saw, they said, oh, yeah. They weren't the only ones. I read it, and they were like, look, you know, we have the right to be open or not, and this is about our employees and keeping everyone safe, and this is our choice when it comes down to it, and every other businesses, and so we are closing right now to clean and make sure everyone's healthy, and then, you know, we'll be back, which was makes sense. So that happened last week. So they're right, though. It's up to each business.
It totally is. And so, I think when businesses are when they're doing it smart and safely, and they're doing, you know, keeping the public safety in mind as well as their employees' safety in mind, I think they were doing it right. And the gym...
Well, it's right to shut down because then you stop any spread versus staying open and letting people in the community come in. You're actually...
For sure.
Doing the responsible thing.
Then they're coming in. Then they're taking it out and going other places.
That's quickest way.
And then I went to a gym yesterday, and they had people walking around with, like, this spray guns that sprayed, like, this water with chemicals on the weights and everything. They were doing every 20 minutes. Everybody that was there, were less people in the gym than ever.
I was going to say, how many people were in the gym and what time was this at?
This was at like 3 o'clock, I want to say, in the afternoon.
There were maybe
12 or 15 people in there total. Everybody was, you didn't have the guy coming up saying like, hey man, can you come spot me? Or people saying, you know, people were very aware of their surroundings and very polite. And I felt very safe in there. I was like, wow, this is just, it's a different world. I'm just wondering.
Shower there?
No. I never showered at the gym, though. I don't like showering in gyms.
Oh, yeah. I don't either.
It's just not me. I would always leave and go home and shower. I just don't. Like, if I was going into the pool, yes, because that's in and out of a pool just to wash the chlorine off. But no, I did not shower there. No. Mm-hmm. And you could have, but that was not, that's not my bag.
I'm just curious. You know, I need details. I know. I'm like, tell me everything. What happened? This is interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So what was your back to normal life like? Did you go out and do something?
Don't wear masks, or they do. I'm just curious.
Some did, some didn't. It was like I think the people that were at the front desk when you had to scan your card in, it was a whack. I'll say it was the whack.
That's where you go. Whatever.
You scan your card and the employees behind the desk were wearing masks. The people that were out and cleaning and everything, some of them were, some of them weren't. But it's still, I felt very safe going into the gym. Like, it felt cleaner than normal. I was like, wow.
Well, good thing you can see Corona just out there and about. Right? You would know clean, wouldn't you, Riggs?
It looks so clean. Well, it did. I told someone at the gym, shouldn't we have been doing this all along, cleaning gyms like this thoroughly all the time?
That's the real discussion. What the hell? Like, now, it was like when everyone started washing their hands all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you're like, really?
This should always be a thing, washing hands.
This is new to you?
Yeah. But it was a good experience. I don't know. Have you gone out and experienced that normal stuff again? What was the experience like?
People.
414-799-1037. You can call or text that same number. We'll talk to you next on KISS.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So what have you done to get back to normal, if you want to call it normal, with air quotes, I guess? Have you got a haircut? Which I've done that too, by the way.
I got the haircut. I did that.
I was
okay with that because I knew there wouldn't be a lot of people there.
Yep.
But
so you can text,
baby steps for me.
Yeah, you can text or call 414-799-1037. Use the same number for both. Jim, who was at a softball game, the Mac Fun softball game with Allie and
he
I last year.
Pitcher.
He was the pitcher. Yeah. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
How are you doing?
Jim, tell everyone, who's a better batter, me or Riggs?
You really want me to go there? I don't know. Riggs said he was on my team.
I'm teasing. I didn't do that well at the Mac softball game. That's okay.
Allie did get a hit, and I didn't, I think, that game, if I remember correctly.
I think I struck you out, Allie, not the, you know.
Damn you, Jim!
You're lucky that Jim's a man. We don't have as good a memory as you guys do, you women.
I try. Trying to keep my memory saved through all this, yeah.
Say, Jim, so what did you do that was like your going back to normal thing? What did you do? What was your experience like?
Well, I have a few things. I actually got a haircut, which was amazing after like 8 to 10 weeks. So I look like back in high school, how I looked at the class picture. So it was kind of scary. So.
Yeah.
My hair was looked like a hippie.
Yes.
Yeah.
My kid's hair? Oh, he's like a bear. He's like he's so hairy, and my kid looks—he looks like a shaggy dog right now. So I feel you, Jim.
Yeah, so I got a haircut, and then I actually got a massage this past Saturday. She wore a mask, I wore a mask, so it was just good. And I actually got back to the gym too. And as soon as you walked in, you scan, and then you got a bottle of disinfectant with the towel. Yep. So it was good. Everything was spread out. So. It was, you know,
it's more than Walmart had. Yeah, but don't get me started.
Yeah. Right.
So everybody, you know, with the dentist last night, she was really good. She had a mask on. I had a mask on when I could. Obviously, it's hard to clean your cheeks with a mask on. So
We
were cautious, but it was good. It felt good. You know, it felt normal, like you said, Rich.
Yeah. What were we gonna say, Allie?
I want to ask Jim. Did the massage, was that a choice when it came to the mask? I'm curious because you see a lot of people at businesses, some of them are just wearing masks and that's that.
Yeah.
And some are, well, I'll wear it if you want me to. You see what I mean?
Right.
You have that situation.
She wore it the whole time and I said, do you want me to wear it? So, you know, when I could, I did most of the massage. Yeah. It was just good to feel like this. You know, I have a physical job and it just made my body feel really good. And I haven't had one since February. So I was a little tight, you know, all over in the back, especially lower back. Mm. But it was good. Yeah, so we both wear masks, yes.
There you go.
I would like to get one just for some personal touch-up in here.
Yeah.
Allie just
my
wants
dating life has fizzled.
Yeah, I can
my
relate,
kids
Allie.
Slobber
can
on
relate.
Me when they kiss me.
He can relate.
What did Jim say?
He says he can relate. He can relate.
I can relate.
We are now getting massages to get touched. Welcome to single life.
Yeah, I'm paying somebody to touch me. Awesome, great.
Legally.
Legally.
Right.
I'm not in Vegas. Yeah, right.
In Vegas.
Hey, Jim. Yeah. Thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate you listening, dude. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, good talking to you. You guys take care. Be safe.
You too, man.
You too, Jim.
We got calls. You can call 414-799-1037 or text. We had some people that texted in. Somebody said, I went to Texas Roadhouse. They had every other table closed, and the servers stayed 6 feet away with masks and glasses and gloves.
And that was where, you said?
That was at Texas Roadhouse, somebody said.
Okay.
They didn't say where. Somebody
else. There's one by me in Waukesha. There's one in New Berlin.
And there's one down in Kenosha or Racine, too.
There's
a bunch. Somebody else said we went to Mad Rooster Cafe. They said same deal. I'm assuming with staff wearing masks and stuff like that. Somebody said I went to my hairdresser in a small gym. Someone else went to Ross and Burlington. They had good deals, but really long checkout lines. The lines are longer because of the distancing, and they have less employees.
Are.
Yes. My wife went in to return something at Kohl's, and she said the lines were long. But she said that the Kohl's employees were very nice. They were very polite. They all wore their masks. And she said some of the people that were in there were not really socially distancing, but it was the people that were the problem, not the employees. Somebody else said that they went to Kohl's. They've gone to Kohl's, TJ Maxx. People are going shopping. That's what people are doing, I think.
Hey.
You do you.
Do you, boo.
You do you. Just do it safely. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather offering to pay for George Floyd's funeral, and the family has accepted. Floyd Mayweather. See, the problem is they both have Floyd in their name.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry if I invert the two names. It's not intentional. But Floyd Mayweather did not really want people to know he was doing this. But, of course, somebody told somebody, and it's out there.
Yeah.
But he was fine with no one knowing. And then I found out that it wasn't the first funeral of people that Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for. This is kind of an interesting story because we hear a lot of bad things about Floyd Mayweather when he gets in trouble or he's fighting people and when he's combative, whatever. Forget about it right now.
Abusive.
Because he actually, I don't know if you know this, paid for the funeral of one of his opponents.
What?
Listen to this. When he won his first world championship, Floyd Mayweather, the guy he had fought for this in 1998, I hope I'm saying this, Genaro Hernandez. I hope I said that right. Well, anyway, the guy he beat, Hernandez, died 13 years later of cancer. And when he died 13 years later, this guy Floyd Mayweather had beaten to get the title, he paid for his funeral.
Wow.
So it was an, yeah. So they must have either stayed friends or wanted his family to be taken care of. So I thought that was an interesting story. A lot of people might not have known. But then he stepped up and said, well, I want to pay for George Floyd's funeral. And the family said, okay, thank you, and accepted it.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, very nice.
Maybe he's
Houston,
turning a page.
Which was George Floyd's hometown is Houston, not Minneapolis. So the funeral will be with his family in Houston.
Okay. Floyd Mayweather trier. Is he trying to get people to forget about his domestic violence past, you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has all this crap that you know about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's tough because you're like, oh, that's so nice, but you're still kind of not a good person. But thank you?
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather. All right.
It's like when people do some nice stuff, but some bad stuff, and you're like, ah.
Right? Does it good balance out the bad? I don't know. Probably
no,
not.
It, well, it depends on what the bad is. Yeah. The good can balance out the bad if it's not domestic violence.
Well, that's what it is.
If you want me to be completely frank. Okay?
And that's what it is.
Did you steal a dollar from your friend? I can let it go.
Uh-huh.
Did you
beat up a woman?
Beat up a woman? I got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
At 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie. Why did your kid run away? What the hell did they pack? What did they put in their backpack or their little suitcase? You can call or text 414-799-1037. I'm dying to know. What the hell did a kid pack? Was it your kid, Allie?
No, okay, so this is what happened. So my kid said he was going to run away because he's 8 and a half, so we're at that age, right?
Okay.
And I had never heard that. So secretly inside, his parents were like, oh, God.
Right.
We're just like rolling our eyes, but you're also like, man, I hope they don't do anything stupid.
Yeah. Right? Why did he say he was running away? What happened? What triggered it?
Something ridiculous, Riggs. That's,
it always is.
It was so stupid, I don't even remember. It was like, I told him he couldn't have another diet 7-Up or something, or I told him he couldn't have pizza for dinner. I mean,
God.
It was literally something like that.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was like, I'm leaving. I'm running away. And I was like, bye. Right? And then nothing happens, and they stay in the house. Well,
yeah.
So this started a conversation. My nanny and I were laughing about it, and she goes, oh, I remember when my brother ran away when we were kids. He packed a suitcase with nothing but a package of hot dogs in it, and he walked all the way down the driveway. And I said, oh, the hot dogs, that's such a kid thing.
That's
hysterical.
Just
she said
a package
he walked
of
all
hot
the
dogs.
Way down to the end of the driveway. My mom never flinched, never looked, never cared, and he turned around and came back. So just nothing but a package of hot dogs in a suitcase was what he left with, which is so a kid. All
such
I need
a kid
is food.
Thing.
All I need is food. That's it. I mean, I wouldn't need anything else.
My cousin Steven ran away from home when he was 9 years old, and he was my aunt was mad at him because he got a bad grade on a test, and he was furious that he got grounded. So when she went to work, he packed his backpack.
Yeah.
He put his Nintendo in there, right? And then he went in the kitchen. He took all of the batteries out of the kitchen. There was a whole drawer of batteries, like AA, AAA, C's, all the batteries,
gosh.
And put them in his backpack because he wanted to be able to charge the Nintendo. He thought that would power the Nintendo.
She thought the batteries would work.
She gets home. He's not there. The Nintendo's been unplugged. There's a drawer open. All the batteries are gone. No batteries. She's like, what the hell? Where did he go? He was in my grandma's backyard. He went to my grandma's house, was in her backyard thinking he wouldn't be found. Of course he was found. My grandma saw him the entire time. The entire
time. He never went far.
Never went far. Never.
Oh, that's hysterical.
You can text or you can call at 414-799-1037. You can text or call either one. We got some Facebook posts as well that are pretty funny, dude. Pretty funny.
Oh, I can't imagine kids saying they're going to run away. That's hysterical.
John on our Facebook page says, I got so mad I wasn't able to afford Pokemon cards. I asked my parents for money to buy them. They said I had to clean up leaves outside. I thought it was bogus, so I packed up my backpack with fruit snacks, one pair of underwear, and my Superman comic collection. I got two blocks away and turned around because I was afraid and ended up cleaning the leaves and getting my money anyways.
That's the thing. A lot of these kids would be so scared if they actually went anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got a call this morning.
Funny.
Good morning, KISS FM. Who's this?
Oh, it's Marie.
It. Hey, Marie. Are you calling about runaway stories with your kid?
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay. Currently me.
Oh, it's you.
I was 13 at the time.
Okay.
And I was coming out that year. but I didn't know how my mom was going to take it.
Okay.
So I wrote her a running away letter. I packed 4 outfits, and I took off in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
I ended up sleeping on my ex's porch,
uh-huh,
4 blocks away from my house.
Did you go back?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't even want to laugh.
She the next morning.
No.
And she was like, why did you run away? And I was turned to her, and I was like, I like girls.
And you were afraid that they were going to disown you, so you were like, I'm going to tell them, and then I'm going to run, which as a child, emotionally, I don't expect you to need to, make better choices emotionally. I get it. You're a kid.
What did she say? I'm sure she was fine with it, right?
She completely accepted it, and
of course,
she was like, I already knew.
Of course.
Well, you say you're sure she was fine with it. A lot of kids' parents are not, right? We got to acknowledge that.
I was just going to say a lot of parents are they don't even have to ask. They kick their kids out. And that's why we have places like the Courage House in Milwaukee that helps out kids like that are kicked out on the street because they're gay. So
at least
your mom was accepting of it. And you packed 4 wonderful outfits that you would have been fine for at least a couple days. At least. Thanks for calling. What's your name again?
Yeah, I was like, she's
Marie.
Not saying much.
Marie, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks, Marie.
You can call with your kid runaway stories. You can text another Facebook post from Kathy says, I lived in an apartment building. We had a dentist office at the end of the corridor. I ran away to the dentist office because I didn't think that I would be found. And I was totally found at the dentist office because everybody asked what I was doing there. Didn't work. Kids
are
ridiculous.
Have you ever run away and nobody cared or noticed? Because that happened to me once. That was a true story. I think I ran away for like 2 hours and I was in the neighborhood, but nobody noticed. Oh no.
2 hours.
Or they did and they didn't care. Because I feel like I didn't announce it. I was just like, screw this, I'm out.
Were you the kid that
run away and you're waiting for the attention, you're waiting for your parents to come find you and they don't give a damn, right?
Did you get back
so
and
you
be
go
like,
home?
Yeah. Did you come back and be like, you don't even care. You didn't even notice I was
probably,
gone.
Probably. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I guilt tripped them as much as I possibly can.
You gotta milk that, man. Your kids' runaway story is the hilarious ones only. You can text or call to 799-1037.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm pretty sure every child has threatened to run away. Your act of defiance with your parents. I'm running away! Running away!
And maybe you packed nothing but a package of hot dogs in a suitcase, like my friend's brother.
Or you packed your Nintendo and some batteries, like my cousin.
That's so funny.
414-799-1037. You can call or text that exact same number. Melanie is in Milwaukee this morning. Melanie, what was your runaway story? What happened?
So I was 17 years old, and I got pregnant.
It happens.
I was going to tell my parents, and... what I did is I wrote a note and I left it on the toilet seat.
What?
Yeah, I left it on the toilet seat because I knew my mom was going to go to the bathroom in the morning. And then after I fled the scene to my sister's house on the east side, she had a one-bedroom apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved there for a couple of days and ignored their phone calls and everything. And they were blowing up our phones like, where are you? And then... yeah, 2 days later, they took me to my first doctor's appointment, and then I moved back.
Aww. Oh, but you moved back.
Well, it's funny because that's a lot of people do that. We want to run when we have to deal with things. And you were a kid again, so I'm not blaming you. But this is such a mental health thing, too, where you have to deal with something and you just want to run, avoid phone calls.
Yeah.
I do it all the time as an adult. I'm ashamed to admit it, man. But we all do it. And some of that stuff.
And then call me later.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to tell you everything, but I don't want to hear your response. So I'm going to run and we'll talk later.
I'm going to go away instead of facing my problems. I'm going to run away from them.
Right.
I'll read you the message, and then you could think about it, and then contact me.
Right.
Yeah.
Melanie.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Your parents took you, and
how old is your child now?
Eight. And she is the spoiled grandchild.
Of course she is. You were just a note on a toilet one time.
You were a note on a toilet.
Melanie, thank you so much for listening this morning. We appreciate you calling in. Have a good one.
No problem. You too. Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Haley,
how are you? What's your runaway story?
I was probably 7 years old, and I probably got in I got yelled at for wanting to stay up late, so I packed a couple of my stuff and ran about a couple blocks, only to turn around and realize my sister was following me the entire time.
They were on to you the whole time?
Yeah,
it was like Anna and Elsa.
Right?
She's like, I will not let my sister run.
Yeah, big sister to the rescue.
Aww.
That's a funny story. Thank you so much for calling this morning. We appreciate you listening. Have a good one.
I love kid runaway stories when nothing bad happens. They're so ridiculous.
One more. We got it from Sarah on our Facebook page. She said, yep, I got a story. My mom helped me pack my bag when I said I was running away. I got to the park across the road 20 feet from my driveway so they could see me. I turned around and changed my mind. I planned on surviving with my baby dolls and a package of honey buns, because it's always the most ridiculous stuff that you pack when you're a kid. I'm going to be fine with my dolls and my honey buns.
The honey buns, they're in packages. It's easy to carry.
Uh-huh.
It's like a snack.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We're talking about the funny times when you threatened to run away when you were a kid. I think we've all done it. Everybody's done it at some point.
I said I think I ran away and nobody noticed. That was the funniest part of it all.
Right?
That's why I came home. It was like 2 hours later and I was pissed.
Call or text the same number, 414-799-1037. That's a new number. What new request number, new text number?
Yeah.
Use it for
you can
both.
Text or call, yeah. Uh-huh.
We got some text messages to that number.
Oh, here, I got one for you, Riggs. This is a good one.
Okay.
Somebody texted in, they said, when I was six, I ran away because my father started dating my now stepmom, and he was showering her son with attention. I thought he wanted a son more than me. So I went to my neighbor's house with my favorite PJs and freezer pops. He took freezer pops.
So good.
I was there for maybe 6 hours before my dad figured it out. Where I was, and I was scolded.
Somebody put on our Facebook page, Daisy said, I took my bike to the creek and hid in the woods. I saw my mom walking by and calling my name, but I didn't say anything. Then I rode home and said nothing ever happened. Tried to pretend, tried to play it off like you didn't run away. April said on our Facebook page, no, my mom told me to strip down naked because she bought my clothes and I couldn't leave with the crap that she bought me. Needless to say, I spent the weekend grounded in my room.
That's a good line.
Yeah. Give me the clothes. I bought them.
Give me the clothes. Yeah. You're not taking those.
We got people that are calling in to 414-799-1037. You can use that number to text as well. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you calling with a funny runaway story from either when you were a kid or your kids?
Yes.
What happened?
When I was a kid.
What happened?
My little sister and I, we got in trouble from, I don't even remember why we got in trouble, but we got in trouble and we were grounded. So we decided we were going to run away. So that week we actually did some pre-planning and we built a little fort in the woods between the houses that we lived.
Oh my God.
Like our house. Touch the backyard of another house.
Yeah.
In between the
houses. Dude, this is like Babysitter's Club stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there were trees. So we built a little fort. And then we went home and we packed food, like canned food and a can opener.
Wow.
And different clothes and
stuff
like that.
Oh, they thought they had it all figured out.
Yeah.
We had it all figured out. We were going to run away. The day we were going to run away, we got ungrounded. So my sister had changed her mind.
Oh, God.
We didn't run away.
Did you use the fort still at least? Because that sounds like an awesome fort.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, the funny thing about the fort is later I had stopped going there. My sister was a lot younger. She kept playing back there. And later a neighbor had seen her going back there. So they went back there and realized she had built a toilet back there.
What?
So she was actually using the bathroom outside.
No.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting, but that's pretty funny. Hard to be a kid with ideas. I love it.
So inventive. Thank you so much for
great.
Calling.
Thanks, girl.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. We got a text that said, I didn't run away, but I wanted to go to work with my mom, and we lived in the country.
Yeah.
So I started to walk to town. My grandpa was following me in a caged cargo van. There was an accident. There was an accident down the road. The cops saw me, thought my grandpa was trying to abduct me.
No, it's my grandpa.
Yes, and they said at the end, they said, but it was right by an ice cream store. So while the cops tried to figure everything out, I got ice cream.
Nice. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, you're calling with your runaway story?
Yes.
What happened? Awesome. What happened?
So my cousin and I decided we were going to run away together.
Yeah.
And she lived here in Milwaukee. I grew up in Minneapolis. So whenever they would visit, our plan was to get away so we could run off together.
Yeah.
And you know how parents stand at the door forever and say goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So our plan then was to sneak out while they did that. We had our backpacks packed full of toys and junk.
and then we realized,
well, we're going to need food.
Uh-huh.
So we stuffed Oreos in our underwear because we figured the elastic would keep the Oreos in the underwear, and that's all we really needed to eat. So the plan was we walked to the end of the block where there was a mailbox, and our plan was to sit behind the mailbox until we saw her parents drive past, because then they were going back to Milwaukee.
Right.
And
you
we
had quite a, you
thought
had
they
quite
would just forget
thing.
Her, and then we would run off together.
Oh, my God. Kid logic, man. Kid logic. Like, looking back as an adult, that makes no sense at all.
There was
No sense at all.
No.
It reminds
but
me.
I would
when,
forget her.
We had some, when there were kids at my house back in the day, the kids were playing, and two of the girls that they're friends with pretended like they couldn't find something because they didn't want to leave. I've seen, like, and they had this whole thing where they had us all looking for a bracelet in the sandbox, but they had it the whole time because
they didn't want to leave.
So they were, like, making up stories, and we were all running around like idiots.
The
until I was like,
opposite.
You little idiots.
Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate you listening.
Thanks so much.
Have a good one. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I decided that I spent yesterday educating myself. Because as a white dude that grew up in the burbs, what do I know? Honestly, what do I know? Other than what I've learned in history classes, I know about MLK. I know about Frederick Douglass.
Was it diverse where you grew up in Indiana, or was it like just really white?
So white.
Yeah.
So white. There was some.
I somehow grew up in a rural area with a lot of diversity. Like I ended up in the one college town in Southern Illinois that actually had somebody other than white people.
Yeah.
Thank God for my life, but in my experiences, but I can't imagine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand the purpose of it, but I figured, I go, what's better for me to do right now? Is it for me to change my picture and make a post of a black box, or is it better for me to educate myself and educate other people that are following me that I know in my...
Well, a lot of people posted the black box and said, listening and learning, you know, today. And trying to learn. And
that's exactly what I did. I listened and I learned, and I watched a documentary 13 on Netflix, which is about the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
Which is awesome. If you have Netflix, I would 100,000% recommend it to watch it. Mm-hmm. It talks all about how black people, the cards have been stacked against them from slavery, and the 13th Amendment was written to say no slaves unless you're a prisoner, but then they would find stupid reasons to arrest them and make them slaves regardless, and they had to clean up the Confederate South after the Civil War, and it just got worse. And then it goes all the way and fast forward. It goes through history of the whole civil rights movement all the way up to today, to like the Trayvon Martin incident and to Eric Garner and all those things. Like it's
how
fascinating.
How it all comes together and how sense to people that don't get it.
Yeah, how it went from racism to just discrimination, and then it would get veiled under weird ways, and how the prison system is all jacked up. It's fascinating, but I also... go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just going to say, I saw the E-News commentators, because they talk about all kinds of stuff, and they've been talking about this, and... is it Nina Parker? I think she's the one she's on there, and she went off and started crying, and she said, she's black. She said, if you could see my DMs and how people have thrown the N-word at me over the past like few days with all this, like people are just messaging me and calling me names. And she's like, she's like crying. She's like, it's so hurtful.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't even, who are these people on the internet? They're crazy, you know?
And then the other person that I was reading into and looking at the teachings of, you've heard of a woman named Jane Elliott. You know who that is? Jane Elliott
I don't think so, but it just sounds like one of those common names. I'm like, do I know a Jane Elliott?
I don't know. She's a school teacher that was teaching around the time when Martin Luther King got shot. And she said that when she came into her classroom the next day after Martin Luther King got shot, the kids were like, why did they shoot Dr. King? And she was like heartbroken that she had to explain and break down what happened and the whole segregation thing. So she created this thing called the Brown Eye, Blue Eye experiment. So she had all of the kids in the room. If they had blue eyes to go on one side, if they had brown eyes to go on the other side, she gave all the blue-eyed kids special privileges. She let them go to recess earlier. They got to sit in the front of the class. They got to go to the drinking fountain. They got to have leave school a little bit early. They got all the privileges.
She gave them the full experience.
Yes. And the brown-eyed kids, black or white, didn't matter.
Yeah, because I have brown eyes. I'm white. I get it. I'd be in that group.
All the brown-eyed kids were starting to get mad. They were like, what the heck? Like, we can get it too, just because we have brown eyes. And she was like, well, now you're starting to see and kind of feel a little bit how it would feel to be a black person, because it's something you can't control about the melanin in your skin. You can't control the way you were born. And yet you're still given less privileges, less access to things. And it was a fascinating discussion. And she was on Jimmy Fallon the other night talking about the whole thing. And
how old is she?
She's, oh my God.
She's
going to
be like 100 now.
She's 87. She was born in 1933. Okay. So she's still alive, still very much alive. And she also did another exercise. She was talking to a group of people, and it was a bunch of white people in an auditorium. She goes, all right, I want everybody to stand up. If you would like to be. If you would like to be treated exactly the same as African Americans, stand up.
Yes, and then she goes, you're okay with that, stand up.
And
right
then she
now.
Goes, I don't think you understand the question. You're not following directions. If you would like to be treated the exact same way that black people are treated, stand up right now. She was like, the fact that you were still sitting down and you have not stood up proves my point exactly. And I was like, I got goosebumps thinking about it. I was like, wow, like this, and this woman still is like one of the biggest people out there for social justice. Mm-hmm. And I thought that yesterday I would spend my day learning and educating, because when you don't understand something, you can either start making defenses and being an idiot about it and making accusations and deflecting the blame and not addressing the real problem, or you can sit down and you can educate yourself and you can feed your brain. You can you're indoctrinated in school, so why not go out and teach yourself and learn things about what's going on so you can better understand? And I thought that was a great thing to do yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't make my profile black. I didn't think a black box was as good as me educating myself, and I shared one of her videos. I shared a couple of interesting videos that I found about educating myself, and I thought that people would find them interesting. I thought that was a better thing to do than change my profile picture for the day. That was my reason.
I changed my profile picture just to show everyone that I stand in solidarity with them. And if you don't like it, you can unfollow my ass. I don't care. Bye. I don't even care, dude. I'm just like, okay.
Unfollowing? All right, fine. Bye. So that's what I did yesterday. But 13 was the documentary. I watched that on Netflix. I would recommend it to anybody.
I'll watch it.
And Jane Elliott, the 87-year-old badass bee that I would recommend looking up as well.
Who's probably gotten a lot of pushback and continued on.
And she gives zero Fs, less Fs than you, even.
You have to in order to stand up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie on a Wednesday. That'll do it for us because we're on till noon now. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did we learn stuff on the show this morning, Allie? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I learned that you went back to the gym officially.
You
were telling me all about it. You are there.
Yep.
Brave soul, you.
Yeah. No, they were taking things very seriously. They're much cleaner. There were way fewer people than normally in the gym, and I felt good to go back. The gym was so good for my mental health, I had to get back to do that. Because my half-assed workouts
is
in my basement.
Is it being in the gym?
Yes.
Or is it... Yeah, it makes a difference. How come?
A half-assed workout in my basement. Because then I can stop in the between things and be like, you know what? I need to use the bathroom. And while I'm up there, I was like, you know what? I think a sandwich will be good right now. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to turn on Netflix. I'll work out tomorrow. It's too easy to turn it off. If I go into a gym, I am there for a specific reason to work out and get exercise. And then I leave. So I go in and I leave. But it was great.
Got it.
I learned something about you this morning.
What?
Was it you or who? Which one of your friends that ran away from home with nothing backpack full of hot dogs?
Oh, that was my nanny Ella's brother.
Okay.
Yes. She said that when he was a kid, he packed a suitcase, which is our childhood. He packed a suitcase and walked down the end of the driveway, and the only thing in it was a package of hot dogs.
That's
and
it.
I got lost in it because it's so funny and just what a kid would do.
And we talked about all the different stories of how people threatened to run away and how kids would run away and
I ran away. Nobody noticed for like 2 hours, and I came home mad. You can come up with stories for days.
So many people. It's just the threatening that you get as a kid. It's you not dealing with the problem and saying, you know what? I'm going to leave. I'm running away. You can't stop me. You can catch up with our show. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. You got any plans today? Are you doing anything today? Exciting.
Yeah, my son. Actually, my son has a show and tell for his school.
Show and tell? On Zoom.
On Zoom, brother. Oh, nice. No, not Zoom. Google Meet, whatever it is.
What is he bringing? Do you know?
He is doing, I don't know if I'm ruining this for everyone, because I don't know if he's done it, he's going to do it. He's doing a dog trick with Bella.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a great idea, kid.
That is a great show.
Show everyone how she does whatever you say when he gives her a treat.
Nice and interactive. I like that. Catch our show, get it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's going to be nice out today, so maybe go outside, play in a sprinkler. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go shoot my dog with a hose, too.
Oh, don't
he
say
likes
that.
It. What? No, he likes it. He likes to be shot in the face with a hose. He's a weird dog.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.